Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply made from scratch. Made from scratch. Now, back in the old days when grandparents and great-grandparents were doing the cooking, made from scratch was a common thing. There were no box cakes. There was no ice cream that was processed. There was no chicken and ham that was already pre-made. Everything that was made back in the day was always made from scratch. Well, obviously, as time changed and the world evolved, we see less and less items made from scratch. More people are relying on pre-made this and pre-prepared that. They're also getting food from cans and boxes at an alarming rate, more than ever before, and we have lost, in many cases, the made from scratch concept. We even acknowledge that made from scratch is best. We know it's the healthiest. We know it has less preservatives and it's not going to harm us. And if we had a choice, we'd make everything or eat everything from scratch. Well, my friends and neighbors, food is not the only thing that should be made from scratch. Teams should be made from scratch as well. Yes, my friends, as tempting as it might be to go ahead and get that already developed individual that knows everything, that can do everything, and that can already accomplish everything, then yes, I know that's tempting, but the best, most healthy teams you ever find are those that were made from scratch, the ones that you hand-picked and hand-selected, hand-trained and hand-developed. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're going to outline the SCRATCH acronym that gives us the 6 key components of how to build and develop and grow organizations from scratch. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and if you're not a team builder, these traits can also be applied to you as individuals. Let's begin with the S in our SCRATCH acronym that says, first and foremost, we must be self-starters. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you see, the grandparents that made things from scratch had to motivate themselves. They knew it was going to be a long journey. They knew it was going to be a lot of work. They knew they had to go outside and actually kill the chicken and pluck the feathers. They knew that they had to go inside and then make the biscuits from scratch. They knew that they had a lot of things to do, my friends, but no alarm clock motivated them. They got up when the rooster crowed and they continued to do their work until the sun went down. Yes, my friends and neighbors, by the same token, we've got to be self-starters without any pushing or prodding, without any motivation or inspiration. We've got to encourage ourselves to go out and find the people and build the business and tackle the tasks that face us every day. Okay, many might be wondering, I like the concept of a self-starter, Wallace, but how do I become one? Well, it's simple. Remember the 3 D's of becoming a self-starter. First, decide. This is simply determining what you want to do. Then dedicate. This is focusing on what you want to do. And then finally do it. This is simply taking action without delay. You see, oftentimes when we're trying to build from scratch, our minds can get weary because we know there's a great task at hand. The number one reason why people don't work out is because they start thinking about the pain before they've even attempted an exercise. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, we've got to make sure that we're not focused on the pain before we go after our objectives and goals. We have to do it and be a self-starter. That C in our SCRATCH acronym reminds us of the importance of choosing wisely. You see, those chefs that made food from scratch, they had limited ingredients, they had a limited amount of time, and they had a limited amount of focus. They could only make 1 or 2 dishes at a time. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, we've got to also choose wisely. Everyone is not qualified to work with you. Can I say that one more time? Everyone is not qualified to work with you. If you're selecting from scratch, you've got to assess your own skill level. You've got to know what you have the time commitment to do. You've got to know what kind of personality you can work with. And then you've got to choose those individuals wisely. Because when you're working from scratch, you have no space to be frustrated, agitated, irritated, or complain. No, when you select someone to come and work with you, you've got to embrace them with everything you've got. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, for individuals that are operating as a one-man team, when you're choosing wisely, you're simply saying, I only have a limited amount of tasks I can complete every day, a limited amount of assignments. I've got to make sure that I'm focusing on the right things at the right time. You see what I like about those old grandparents that cooked those scratch meals? They understood that too much of one ingredient or too little of another could ruin a recipe, that they all their hard work could be messed up by one bad ingredient. If you accidentally put salt in it instead of sugar, or if you meant to put garlic instead of oregano, it could change the whole flavor of the dish. By the same token, one bad decision on a team member can mess up and alter everything that you plan for all the rest of them. By the same token, a lack of focus or one assignment that should not have been taken and was can mess up an entire day. That next one, my friends and neighbors, that R in our Scratch acronym reminds us that we must be receptive to raw. Yes, my friends and neighbors, receptive to raw. You see, back in the day, there was no pre-made ingredients. Nothing came from a can. Everything that the grandparents dealt with when they cooked was raw. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they went outside and they picked the peas, and they went outside and they pulled the corn, and they dealt with it in its raw form, and that was a harder task. They dealt with the meat in its rawest form. By the same token, when we're selecting people to join our team, yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to be receptive to raw. What is the raw? I like to say that's the rookies, that's the average, and that's the work in progress. Those are three things that make up the raw. Yes, you're going to deal with rookies, people that have never done it before. Then you're going to deal with average, people who've done it before but never did it well. Then you're going to deal with the work in progress, those who have tried it and failed, and now they're starting back again. They want to get back into the game, even though they barely played the last time. But I've got to work with the raw, my friends and neighbors. I enjoy seeing teams in professional sports that are filled with rookies, that have guys that have never played on the biggest stage, that have never won a championship, that have never had rings on their fingers. They don't have the big contracts, but they will hustle and work and try as best they can in order to accomplish a particular goal. My friends and neighbors, how receptive are you to the raw? See, if you're going to make and build from scratch, you've got to build from the ground up. That means take someone that didn't have the polish, take someone that didn't have the professionalism, take someone that didn't have the attention to detail, and then you build them and mold them into what they should become. I can tell you, my friends and neighbors, one of the greatest joys, I'm sure, for a chef is taking a meal from scratch and presenting it on the table as a finished product. And one of the greatest components of a great leader is taking an individual from scratch, someone who didn't know it, who couldn't do it, who didn't have the confidence, who didn't have the belief system, and you've taken them and molded them and trained them on what they needed to know. And you look up a few weeks, a few months, a few years later, and you see that finished product. My friends and neighbors, there's not many greater joys on the planet than the joy of taking something from raw to ready. My friends, I wish I had time to complete this training segment. I will do a part two on tomorrow. And until we talk again on tomorrow, make sure that you remember, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.